no more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody wants something so fast and so quick. Just give it to me. It don't work like that. I made a mistake years ago. You have to take your time. You have to wait on God. Does it mean that what your plans are? Well, God says, my ways are not your ways in Isaiah 55:8. Neither are my thoughts yours. But I will tell you somebody who would love to make sure that your day go bad. Satan, the devil. The devil would love for you to say something to somebody, whether it's your loved ones or not, and put that soul in front of the spirit. Most people walk in their soulish realm. They don't walk in a spirit, because the sons of God must be led by the spirit. And I try to do that. And I notice when I do that, I see demonic oppression come after me. I'm not perfect. I never said I was perfect. I don't judge people. I don't want to judge nobody, because I can't judge. The Lord don't tell us to judge nobody. But I know that humanity, Satan hates mankind. And he would love to entice you to say something to somebody that you either love or don't love, because we have to love all. That's right. Love covers a multitude of sins. That's gone nowadays. The Bible says in James 1:6, but every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. See, the devil likes to entice us to say things that we don't even know what we're saying. If you're moving in your soul, the soulish realm, not the spiritual realm, Jesus did everything. He said the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. And all of us have flesh on us, and all of us have human emotions, and the devil can really work on that to get you out of the will of God so fast. And then what's going to happen is you're not going to be successful, because Christ has to be the centerpiece of anything and everything. Whether it's a business, the Lord has to be first in that business. Whether it's a relationship, dating, marriage, trying to get to know the person, or just communicating with a friend, it has to be done by God's Spirit within you. And let me say this here. I was Roman Catholic. I didn't know anything about what I'm saying to you now. And when I got hurt in the military, I was on a bed, and a Bible came to me. I'm not perfect, but I'm trying. I'm doing everything I can do. We have to be very careful of what we say to people and not walk in our emotions. Our emotions can cause us to have our tongue to sin. The Bible says death and life is in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21. And when you speak something, you need to speak it the way God would want you to say it. You have to let the Lord use the Holy Spirit in everything in your life, relationships, business. The Holy Spirit can teach and direct us. Yet when we don't want the Holy Spirit to teach and direct us, we're going to get in some trouble and say, I'm too old for that. I'm 62. I don't have that long. I don't know how long God's going to have me here, but I tell you what, I'm doing everything I can before I leave this earth so I won't go to hell. God wants us to really be still. God put me in a position, and I was in a position for 6 months by myself. I did radio. I stayed home, and God showed me a lot of stuff about me that it's horrible. I said, Lord, this is horrible. He said, that's how you are. This is horrible. How can I change that? Your life is hidden in Christ, Colossians 3:3. And when the Lord gave me my life is hidden in Christ, I didn't understand that. 2 months later, I understood that our life is through the Bible. And if we don't have any concept of the Bible, you can't do it God's way. It ain't going to work. If the Bible is not the presentation of your life, Bible, B-I-B-L-E. Bible means basic, I, instructions, B, before, L, leaving, E, earth. Basic instructions before leaving earth. We have to contain our tongue and watch what we say to people, because you don't know how a person and what they went through. What caused trauma in their life? I got many traumas in my life. You don't know what got that person acting the way they're acting. Just pray. You know, I was telling the guy, he called me, and he said, I got to change my wife. I said, you can't change that woman. You can't change her. Only God can change a person. And if the person don't want God to change them, then you got a right to leave and stay away from them. Or suffer the pain with that person. Only God can change a human being. Only the Lord can do it. Only God can create in us. And I ask you today, do it God's way. Because if you don't do it his way, it ain't going to work. I was warned many years ago. I didn't take heed to the warning. I married a person, brought him to the States. God told me that. I just wanted a daughter so bad. I had every pastor in Jamaica told me, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And did I pay a heavy price? Listen to the word of God. It has answers to our life. It has answers and secrets to success. Why is it that this is the most popular book in the world, a number one seller in the world, but yet the least read book? Why is that? The devil don't want you to know the Bible. The devil want to keep you soulish. Now, when I say soulish, I'm going to explain something to you. Because a lot of Christians are very soulish, walking their emotions, hurt, pain. We all of us have that. And God knows that. But the devil, he know it too. And he's going to try to take advantage of that. And this is why when you go, before you go to bed, don't let no anger or wrath and fall asleep with someone, whoever they are. Y'all done argued and some mess going on, and the devil finna crank it up then. But if two people there together know the word together, it can be successful. If one know the word and another doesn't know the word, that's what the devil, that ain't nothing but failure, because I've done that before. Let God lead you in all. Stop judging people. Be sensitive to the spirit, not the person, to the spirit of God. Because the sons of God are led by the Spirit. That's not easy to be done. And I'm 62, and I deal with a lot of things that still dealing with that should have been dealt with years ago. Be honest with yourself with the Lord. God sees what we do. Just try to serve him. Do it his way. Stop trying to please people. You can't please people. And when you please people, the Bible says that you're not even a servant of God. Paul says that. You can't please man. I learned that when I was doing volunteer work as a chaplain, waiting on my disability to come. You can't please a human being. You have to please God first. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how ye are to walk, and to please God, so he would abound more and more. How to walk and do what? Please God. God wants us to please him. God wants us to be at peace with people. Make peace with man if it's possible. Make peace with your enemy if it's possible. Don't let the devil rip you apart. Where's your heart at? If your heart is not into the word, I don't want to be around nobody that don't want the word of God. I don't want to be around no one that don't want to follow the scriptures. And I'm not going to be around nobody like that. And I want to learn the scriptures. I want to live everything I can to live that's trying to please God. But if you're trying to live independently and just use Jesus every now and then, that ain't walking with the Lord. That ain't going to work. Furthermore, brethren, wait a minute, I got to send a message to someone. Hang on, brothers, I got to send a message to someone. Just wait 1 minute. the Lord was telling me to share something with somebody. Because if you have a relationship, if you have a relationship with a, if, whoever, and if the two people in a relationship don't know the Bible, Satan is going to destroy it. If two people don't know how to love each other, Satan is going to destroy that relationship, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a relationship with friendship, whether it's a relationship with your mother, your father, and he don't want people to love each other. There are husbands and wives that's miserable because one want the Lord, the other one don't want the Lord. You can't be unequally yoked with a person. And if a person don't want God, then how can God really lead them in their life? We take time to do everything on this earth, but we don't ever take time for God. But if you need God, it is his mercies that wake you up in the morning. We need the word of God in our life to be successful in a relationship, to be successful in anything you do. Because if the person that you're with don't want the word of God, God will remove you from that person. Because God doesn't want you to be unequally yoked. And there are a lot of Christians out here very unequally yoked. We all want love. We all want a wife. We all want those things. But it requires the Lord and him to put yourself in a position to have the wife that God intends or the husband that God intends. We have to come out the world. Because the minute the person get married, that's when the devil take off and start hitting. I have been there. And the person that you're with, don't judge the person. Love the person. Teach the person. Love your enemies. This is not a sermon on relationships with people. It's love and allowing God's word to change your life. Man, I had a real bad drinking problem. I used to drink rum, gin. When I got out of the military, I was on drugs. I had it so bad with PTSD, I didn't know what was going on. I did some cocaine. I was just out there lost, miserable. And I said, Lord, what is this? He said, you don't know me. You don't know me. And he must be in the midst. He must be in the midst of everything that you do in your life. And how can he be in the midst? By you reading the word of God. So if you don't read the word of God, he's not going to be in the midst. He said, where two or more gathered together in my name, therefore, I'm with you. Where two agree, therefore I'm in my name. He's there with us. Why is it that our souls as humans don't have no desire to read the Bible? Well, I promise God, if you get me out of this, I'm going to serve you. It ain't easy teaching the Bible. It's not easy teaching the minister of deliverance. It's not easy doing anything. Ain't nothing easy. But I tell you what, if you want success, do it God's way. Don't do it your way. If you want to have the mind of Christ, that requires a lot of studying, a lot of reading, a lot of fasting, a lot of praying. The Bible says, work out your own salvation. And if you don't work out your own salvation, you're going to be messed up. I'm 62. Didn't nobody teach me this stuff when I was a Catholic. Man, my mother, when I told my mother that I'm not Catholic no more, they told me, my mama said some things to me that really hurted me and really, really pulled me more into alcoholism because I didn't know the word of God. Even though if you know the word of God, you're still going to come under attack with whatever. All sin is unto death. Do it God's way. There's no one sin greater than another. The only sin that can't be forgiven is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. That is the only sin that cannot be forgiven. It's if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. God wants you to know him. God wants to have a relationship with you. And without that relationship, no other relationship will work. He must be in the presence of you, of your church, of your friends, of your pastor, of your mother, your father, your wife, fiance, or whoever. He got to be in the midst of it. And if he's not in the midst of it, it's not going to work. Any foundation that's not built on the word of God, don't worry. We are in very, 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 very serious last days. Because there's no love no more. Everybody want to just use people. Ain't no, love is gone. And God warns us when that happens, this is what happens when we don't do it our way. I would like for you to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 says, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Watch this now. This is 2024. For as men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetousness, boastful, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural afflictions. This is where we're at in the day. You say something to some word, pop off, God had me to call this man. For 7 years, I had to call him. The Lord said, call him back. And he was believing that Donald Trump won the election. Donald Trump didn't win no election in America. This is a so-called Christian. And now he finally sees it. And now he said he wasn't racist. So I asked him a question. The Lord told me to call him back. I'm going to say, hey, if you had $320 million or you had to pay a fine and you couldn't pay it, and you can still do something wrong and get away with it, would that be racism? He said, no, that's a lie. See, you don't know God. The answers to wisdom is in Scripture. It's not easy being a Christian without natural affections, truth breakers, false accusers, incontents, fears. That means argumentativeness. Then you shut down and you trying to speak to the person, that whether it's your mother, your father, your pastor, whoever, they just shut down. Why is that? There ain't no word in them. They don't know what to do. You have to use Scriptures in life. You have to use Scripture in life. For the time will come in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. People don't want to hear the Bible. People don't want to read the Bible. Where your treasures are, that's where your heart be. And I, as a human being, need to be around whoever I'm with, friends or whatever, on the same level. How can two come together unless they agree? Amos 3:3, it won't work. I had this gentleman called me from Salt Lake City, Utah, and he's going to go in business with his friends. Now, he's a Christian, but his friend ain't a Christian. I said, that ain't going to work. What you mean? Well, first, the Spirit of God is in you, but this other person that you're with, you're going to do business with, the Spirit of God is not with that person. You're going to have problems with that person. Because the devil can use a person who don't know the Bible more than a person that knows the Bible. I'm not perfect. And when people say that you're jumping on me, you're doing this, you're doing that, that's conviction. But the word says that a time will come that people don't want to hear that, and that's where we're at to this day. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers, have an itching ear, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. God's word is truth. Why is it that we can't read the Bible? I don't believe in going to churches, setting up in churches. That ain't got nothing to do with serving God. So you're up in there 3-4 hours. What you going to do when you get out of there? You still got to read the word. You still going to have the devil to come after you. The thief wants to steal, kill, and destroy every day. So when you wake up, he's waking up trying to send you to hell. Every day. Every day, the devil never sleeps. We got to do it God's way. We cannot do it our way. It ain't going to work. So I told the gentleman, I said, that ain't going to work. That man got mad at me. He said, I don't like what you said. Show me in the Bible. When I showed him in the Bible, he really got mad. And then the demons started speaking to him. And all of a sudden, he started lashing out. He started lashing out. And I know right then and there that wasn't him. Paul says we're not wrestling against people. So if you're arguing with a person, you ain't wrestling with that person. You're wrestling with the demons in that person. I got demons in me. We all have demons in us. All of us got something in us. Now, I want to show you something in the book of Ephesians. Please turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10, the book of Ephesians. And I had two couples call me, and I was counseling them, and I said, y'all ain't fighting against each other. And they said, what do you mean? I said, y'all not the problem. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We're not wrestling against people. And if you whiff anyone, you should tell them that. If you're going to be in business with a person, y'all got to be on one accord. If you're going to have a relationship with a woman, she needs to know the Holy Spirit just as well as you. And if she doesn't want the Holy Spirit, or he doesn't want the Holy Spirit, you shouldn't be married to them. So they're going to work. See, I've done it. I was warned. I was warned. But I ain't going to let that happen to me no more. Let God change a person. Don't you change a person. Pray for the person. If you love the person, teach the person. But they got to have a free will. And that's not just in a relationship. That's in anything. When you go to a job and get hired, you have to go through what you call a program to find the rules and the regulations, you know, then you sign the agreement and you go to work. Well, the rules and regulation of life is the Bible. And you are not going to go anywhere without knowing the Bible. Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. Why is it that we criticize people so much? That's not God. Why is it we are so angry and so ready to foul from people? Why are we carrying insecurity in us? Why are we busybodies? Why do we want to know other people's business? That's not God. That's the flesh, the fleshly mind. And it's an enemy of the Spirit of God. Does not want us to be Christians and not understand or even know his word. And another thing that I have learned, if we do it God's way, people want you to do it how they want you to do it. But God says, no, without me, you can do nothing. Also, if as a minister, you can't please people. Because if you're pleasing people, you're not a servant of God. The word of God must be primary in our lives. When I was Roman Catholic, 18 years. My mother grew us up at the Catholic Church. And we would go to the church, and we wouldn't open up the Bible. I was an altar boy. I'm up there with the priest, you know, lighting the candles. It's just a performance. When you allow God to deal with you, God put me in a situation where I had major surgery. I'm glad that he put me in that situation because it gave me the time to read the Bible. We can't say, well, I don't have time. Make time. Make time for God. 5 minutes. 2 minutes. Because if you don't, it ain't going to work. It's not going to work. We have to do it God's way. Most of us don't have no patience at all. Most of us, the first thing flapping our spirit is anger. That's not God. Then you start judging people. You can try to minister to a person. If a person don't understand the word of God, they're going to be offended by it. But when the Holy Spirit dwells in them and the Holy Spirit can begin to show them their problem, they'll be able to see what you see. But who wants to block that? The devil. The devil don't want nobody to succeed on this earth. We are not wrestling against people. Wars are done by demonic spirits. Jesus said there'll be wars and there'll be rumors of wars. We're not wrestling with Donald Trump. We're not wrestling with racism. Racism is a demonic spirit. We are wrestling against evil forces of darkness that wants to creep in on any relationship, whether you're single, not single, family, it doesn't matter. Satan wants to get in on it. And how can we allow him to get in our lives? By not reading the word of God. I don't have a choice. I got to read the Bible, but I do have a choice of who I'm going to be with in my life. I have a choice of how I can become a better minister. I just want to be in God's will. And I want my brother, my sister, the people that I know to be in God's will. It hurts me to see my son, my physical son. He don't know the Bible at all. I love him. He knows Derek Prince, though. Now, my fleshly son, he knows him. He knows the Lord. I call friends my son, so I don't want to get y'all confused. I got a lot of young men that I talk to in my neighborhood. But my physical son, he knows Derek Prince. He know the word. He know the Bible. He got something to work with. He said, he had called me. He said, "Pop, I was in this church. I had to walk out of there." See, he knew the Bible. I was teaching him the Bible. The Bible is the key to success. Do it God's way. The Bible has revelation. The Bible says, blessed is he that read it. Revelation 1:3. I want to be blessed. I have a choice. You have a choice. I ask you and I question you. Are you going to allow God to do it? Or are you going to allow yourself to do it? Are you going to argue? Are you going to do something that's going to give the devil place in your life? Ephesians 4:27 says, "Give the devil no place." The devil is very real. And I don't know why people don't recognize him as a foe. He's a foe. He's very powerful. Yes, he is. And none of us have the strength to deal with him. Only through Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus Christ. Jesus died and rose. The Bible says he was in the heart of the earth, in Matthew 12:40, for 3 days and three nights. Hell is in the heart of the earth. The Lord don't want us to go to hell. We'll send ourselves to hell when we don't yield to God's word. And if you see a person don't have any desire of the word of God, and then you got a desire of the Lord, you're going to let that person go. The Bible says, be not unequally yoked with those who are not in Christ Jesus. The person willing to be with you, train them, teach them. He or she, it doesn't matter, me, he, or, train your son, train your wife, train, help people, but they got to want to help themselves. And once they do that, they'll see a change in their life. Satan is so subtle. Man, I'm going to tell you, I've been doing this 15 years. I've been through a lot. I can write a book. I can write a book of my failures, and I'm not proud of none of my failures. I'm trying to do it right. I want to do it right. Every day is a very precious day, and we just don't realize that if it's not the grace of God, we won't be able to wake up in the morning. It's of his mercies, kind and passionate. Lamentations 3:16-23. Every morning, grace is available for us. Do we have grace for other people? I ask you a question. If you die right now, would you believe that you'll go to hell or go to heaven? I always, when I go to sleep, ask the Lord to forgive me for my sin, known or unknown. If we confess our fault, he's just and able to forgive us for all unrighteousness. We don't understand that God loves us, and God wants the best for us. But we cannot allow ourselves to not know who he is and depend on some preacher in the church. Jesus Christ never did any miracles on no Sunday. Nowhere. Do it God's way. He never did it on no Sunday. I really don't like going to churches on Sunday. I don't like going to churches. I don't care what they're doing in there. I don't like it because I know the truth of God's word. And I know that when Jesus went into the synagogue of the Sabbath day, and forthwith when they were come out of the synagogue and entered into the house of Simon and Andrew and James and John, behold, Simon's Peter's wife. Now, Peter had a wife in the Bible, but you don't see what she's doing. Some of you men get married and you're trying to make your wife be a pastor. No, you don't do that. If your wife or whoever is not called to be no pastor, leave them alone, but let them know the word, teach them the word, because if either one don't want the Lord, it ain't going to work. You're going to waste your time. Take time. Jesus said that the Father took 7 days to create the universe, and he rested on the seventh. Time can help you. Patience can help you with the person or the person. Don't argue with the person. because you're not arguing with the human being. You're not arguing with the human being, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spiritual principalities in high heavenly places. You're not wrestling with a human being. You should want to know the word of God. If you don't have a desire of the word of the Lord, say, Lord, forgive me. And just read 10 minutes, five, for yourself. I'm a minister, but am I a perfect minister? No. I'm far from perfect. None of us. He who is without sin cast the first stone. I'm not here to crush you down. That's not my job. I'm here to tell you to run to Jesus. You know, if Adam and Eve would have ran to Jesus, we would have been all right. They ran away from God. The prodigal son. He had much fortune. He spent everything he had. But the Lord loved him. He said, bring him back. Get him out the pig swallow. He was so poor, he was eating with the pigs and cleaning the pig pens out. He said, I'm going to go home to my father. We have a father that really loves us. It is the Father God and Jesus, his son. They care for us so much. We should want to try to do everything in our power to try to please him. But if we don't know scripture, that will cause the problem in anything that you do in life. You have to know those scriptures. You have to want to be able to please God. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how ye are to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. See, if you don't try to please God, you're going to be in poverty. You're going to be in lack. You have to want to please God. I don't please people. I ain't trying to do that, because the scripture tell me I'm not a servant of Christ if I'm trying to please people. And I'm trying to give you the scripture, which is in the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 9. Please turn to King James Version, Galatians, chapter 1, verse 9. I guess it. Okay, and we're going to read it from the King James Version. As we said before, and now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you that you have received, let him be accursed. If the gospel is opposite of God's love, it's a curse. Now, I want to show you something in Galatians 1:10. King James Version, Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please man? Or do I seek to please a woman? But if ye please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Now, that's very deep, because we have to please Christ. And everybody that's connected to you must want to please Christ themselves. But you got a free will. If you want to go rob a bank, you ain't got to just go out there and rob the bank. God gives you a free will. God will not take your free will. But if you know the Bible, you wouldn't want nobody that don't know the Bible. It ain't going to work. I've tried it. I tried it. God is a jealous God. God is a jealous God. God really yearns for us to want to study his word and to want to seek him. People, believe me, the word of God is true Christianity, not the building. You know, I had a person, sounds real strange, but the Lord told me to do it. They wanted to get baptized. I ain't had no lake. I filled the tub up with waters and told the man, keep your uniform on. I baptized him in the tub. He emerged. He came out. You know what I'm saying? We got to want to please God. If we don't have a desire to please God, that's something in you that's blocking you from pleasing God. And I guarantee you, I can tell you, it's demons. We need to want to do it his way. I can't afford to make mistakes no more. And I'm not going to say that my time is running out, because I don't know when God's going to take me off the earth. Because he says, my ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts yours. But I want to be ready when I leave the earth. Why is it that we forget to understand that God has a plan for us? And we don't allow him to give us the plan. The plan is the word. And if we don't know the word, then we really don't know who Jesus is. I'm a strong believer in that. The Bible says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected." See, God knows our thoughts, Ezekiel 11:5. God wants us to emulate him, and it's hard. But if you don't try to emulate him and you don't have a desire, he will remove the person from you that loves Christ, because he's not going to let you get that person hurt. "Touch not his anointed, do my prophets no harm." We have to have a desire. My son told my physical son, said, "Pop, you ain't never tried to make me read the Bible." I said, "No, you got to want to do that yourself. And if you make somebody do something, that it ain't going to work if they're doing it for you. They got to want to do it for themselves. Then they have a personal relationship with the Lord. We got to do it God's way. We have to understand that our way is really no way. Our way ain't nothing. Our way don't get me nowhere. I can tell you right now, it done got me in more trouble in my life than anything that I've been through in my life. It's God's way. Don't worry about people. You need to worry about the Lord. Don't worry about what they're going to think about you. You need to think about the Lord. Because in the end, God's going to have the last say-so. I ask in the name of Jesus that you allow yourself to allow God to give you a reflection of a mirror of yourself. And the things that the Lord showed me about me, I don't like. And the Lord told me, "I want you to get on a fast." And it took, after I had surgery with my back, I really found out who my friends was. I didn't have any. I had surgery on my stomach. Only one person came to see me, my physical son and Rodriguez. Nobody else came to see me. Nobody. I was going through it. I was about to go to jail. This young man, you know, the lady that I had formerly married years ago, wasn't on my level spiritually, and it caused problems, and the devil used it. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's you and your mama, it doesn't matter. It's not just based on a relationship. It's based on life. You hear me? The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall come unto you." Everything. If you seek him first, everything will come unto you. But you got to seek him. Now, when you seek him, it ain't going to be easy. Okay? And this is where people really don't like to hear. But we have to suffer as Christians. I don't like to suffer. But believe me, I can write a book on it, because it humbled me. I was a very proudful man. And God had to break that real quick, because God doesn't like pride. God hates pride. God don't want us to not allow him to flourish within us. We have to learn how to suffer. A lot of people don't like, I won't hear nothing about that, but it's true. In Philippians 1:27, "Only let your conversation be as becoming the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affair, that ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together." That's for family members of the church, your friends, your supervisor, your mama, your daddy, your wife, your girlfriend, your fiance, or whatever, "for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversary, which is them an intake token for perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him," now this is where people start falling off, but also to suffer for his name's sake. Suffer for his name's sake. Most Christians don't do that. You know why people come to the Lord? To get something materialistic or get something that they desire. And if they don't get that, they get mad at God. That's why half people who are saved don't even know why they're saved. Jesus says, "I've called you." You ain't called me. I've called you. And if he called us in anything in our life, we must have humility. We must not judge the person. We must love the person. the person has to understand the spiritual responsibilities that they have. But if they don't know the Bible, they don't have these responsibilities. To whom much is given, much is required. You can't make the same mistake over and 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 over. I don't like making mistakes like that. But I will tell you something. Being in that wheelchair when I had surgery, was able to see who I was. I ain't nothing but a mess. And to this day, I'm nothing but a mess. I'm just trying to be a good man by serving God the best I can. Being good don't mean I'm going to be nice to people. That ain't got to do with that. Being good is to know Christ in you and keep the love of the Lord in you toward people and be patient with people, not judge people. That's how you do it God's way. Stop judging people. Be sensitive to a person when you speak to a person. The Holy Spirit can lead you what to say. The Holy Spirit can lead you into what to say. In Luke 12:11, before we close, and I ask that all of you pray for me, my back, the devil, I got steel rod in my back, man, and Satan's really working on it. In Luke chapter 12, verse 11, and I'm learning just like you. I don't like to be called apostle. Just call me Brother Emmett. I don't like titles and stuff. I'm not into that. I just want to just get to heaven. I'm not a perfect man. I just want to get to heaven. And I want to teach the gospel because God has given me, I promise God, Lord, you get me out of this here. I'm a servant. And I've been doing it ever since I started this radio ministry. In Luke 12:11, the Bible says, and when they bring you into the synagogue, notice it didn't say church, and unto magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing ye shall answer or what ye shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. The Holy Ghost can't teach you what to say if ain't nothing in your spirit. The devil wants to keep you away from knowing God. The devil wants to distract you, TV, anything. There's a time and place for everything, the Bible says. According to Ecclesiastes 3:1, time to die, a time to be healed. There's a time and place. Please put him a time, a quiet time to read the Bible between you and the Lord. Don't do it for somebody else. I've been teaching this 15 years. I've been saying this over and over. Why do I recapitulate myself? Because that's what the Lord tells me to say, and that's what I'm going to say. I don't prepare no sermon. I just study the Holy Spirit. See, when you're preparing a sermon, you can't be sensitive to the Spirit. The Lord says, take no script in Luke 9:2. I don't take no script. I just follow the Holy Ghost. But why is it that we as Christians act like we're not Christians? And why is it that Christians judge other Christians in different countries and different cultures? In America, we got a problem in America. It's homosexuality. In America, we got a problem with racism. In America, we have a problem with violent crimes. In Riverdale, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Decatur, Georgia, and all southwest, southeast Atlanta, in the whole state of Georgia, they made a law to everybody carrying guns. Do you know you got people carrying guns that don't even supposed to be having a gun? You say the wrong thing and shoot somebody, you're going to go to hell. You know, I learned something the other day. This person came up to me, and I ain't saying nothing to him. I ain't saying nothing to him, but I did have a pen, and he didn't see it. I was already measuring him up. Now, what about if I would have done that? What about if I would have done that? I wouldn't be able to teach. The devil don't care nothing about any of us. Why y'all like, you got to hear me. The devil don't care anything about you. And the thing that you want, he'll take it away by you not serving God. God is a jealous God. God will not allow you to have what you want to have. He ain't going to do that. He's going to give you what is needed if it is his will. And that's what people don't like. People don't want to know the will of God. Why? Because they have not totally surrendered themselves to Christ. Every time I do a teaching, I always get come under attack. I remember one time I was teaching, and all of a sudden I kept, in my house, I hear some boom, 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 boom. And just on. I said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get away from me. Go away from me. He was trying to get me to analyze it. And the Lord said, don't pay no attention to that. Tell him to leave. I said, go. Matthew 8:32, go. And it stopped. Brothers and sisters, we are at a war. I really don't think, in my mind, I think that Jesus, now I don't know when he's going to come, because the Bible says, don't no man know when Jesus is going to come but the Father. But I really believe that he'll come before I die. It's that bad on this earth now. It's bad everywhere. The whole world is messed up. And if you don't know who Jesus is, Jesus ain't in no church. You remember when he walked the earth, he says, in 3 days I'll build this temple. Thought he was talking about the building temple of Jerusalem. He was talking about his body, because he was going to resurrect on the third day. The mysteries of Christ is the most wonderful thing that I have ever encountered in my life. I enjoy reading the book. I love to read the Bible. I'm glad that I got hurt in the military. I'm glad. I'm happy that God allowed me to be in a wheelchair. I thank him. I'm happy that I had to rehabilitate. And I found out who all my friends was. I didn't have anyone but Jesus. Anyone but Jesus. Anyone but Jesus. Jesus will never leave you. Jesus will never forsake you. He wants to talk to you. He wants a relationship with you. He's jealous. He wants to talk to you. Do it his way. Amen. Arguing, man, and the fuss. And be careful with what you say. People are very sensitive, I'm learning. And because of their sensitive, there's hurt. I'm getting delivered from things in my life. I come under attack with this demon of PTSD, and I admit it to everybody, and I bind it, and I say, get away from me, and they come, I fight back again. Even Brother Tommy, I say, cast this thing out of me, man. I don't want this thing on me. I'll call Brother Tommy in a minute. Give me some deliverance. Get it out of me. Tell the Lord, Lord, get certain things out of me so you can really be blessed. All he wants us to do is to follow him. And that's the hardest thing that people can do. It's not that hard. It's just because they've been in the world so long, they haven't changed. And you have to change. If you don't change, you're going to have problems. Now, what I want to do is share something with you about a spirit called the spirit of laziness. It's a lazy spirit. And boy, when that thing starts getting on you, it'll not make you want to read nothing. It'll distract you. Go do this. Go to anything but the Bible. Anything but the Bible. That's the devil behind it. He'll let you have a desire to read anything or whatever. But he's definitely going to do everything he can to keep you away. To keep you away. To keep you away from God's will. When we move out of God's timing, this is a powerful weapon used against individuals called into the ministry. Through a strong satanic propagation, both David and Saul moved out of the timing of the Lord, much of the determinant of their destiny. We read in 1 Samuel how the pressure of insufficiency and use of the spiritual weapons caused Saul to disregard the Lord's call to wait. In the case of David, although he was the king responsible to conduct a census of the people, it was not in the timing of the Lord. Hence, not only there were several persons corresponding, but an entire nation was affected as we wait not on God for our ministry. We must remember that since our time and season in the hand of the Lord, there is no need to be anxious and rushed or hurried in the maturity process that God wants us to come through. The counterattack to the spirit is to ask God to allow you to move in his anointing and ask him to teach you the Bible. I ain't know nothing about no Bible. Bible? You know, when I got out of the service, I saw these hypocritical preachers taking people money. And I'll never forget a friend of mine told me to come to his church. Now, I'm just learning the Lord now. And I'm walking again. My mother was alive then. She came to help me And I had it hard. It took me 8 months to walk. I mean, I really was on the verge of being in a wheelchair. So I don't have no time to mess up. I got to do this for the Lord. And this brother came over to my house. And he said, "Why do you read the Bible? This is a neighbor." I said, "Because this is bread of life." He said, "Okay." And he left. So I came back again. "Hey, man, can you teach me the Bible?" I said, "No, sure. Just listen to the internet radio." And then he told me, "When I read it, I fall asleep." That's a spirit of slumber. It doesn't want you. It's distracting spirits, anything but the Bible. Now, you may not notice you'd be used by the devil. But if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. There's nothing wrong with watching TV. There's nothing wrong with playing a video game or watching a movie. But give God 5 minutes, man. 2 minutes. Start with 3 minutes. One guy told me, "I don't have time." I said, "Well, what about if God would say that to you?" "Well, he ain't got time for you. You wouldn't even, would you know, if it ain't for God, you wouldn't get up in the morning? It ain't you getting yourself up. The power of God is allowing you to come back to life. Because when you go to sleep, your body shut down. It's God that really loves us. I cannot imagine the love of the Lord. It really, today, I'm shocked over how much the things I've been through. I could have been dead many times. And if anybody will go to hell, I believe it would be me. Because I done got so many chances over and over and over. This is why you have to be patient with other people. This is why you have to set the example the best you can for Christ. This is why you have to study the Bible so that you can know what you're doing wrong. I didn't know. You know, I saw my mama and my daddy as a Roman Catholic church. My mama carried me to a man's house while she was committing adultery. That's being a Roman Catholic. Then here come my daddy, carried me to a woman's house, and I'm sitting outside. You know how much that confused me as a human being? Then I saw the Roman Catholic priests going in confessions. Yes, they do. They go in confessions, and people confess their sins. I had a friend of mine say, "Hey, man, I went in there because I was Catholic. You go in this little boot. Bless me, Father, for I'm sinning here to here. How could I help you, son?" And that's a little old religious demon. That man can't do nothing for me. "But there's no name by the name of Jesus that whereby a man can be saved." Acts chapter 4, verse 12. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered." And he went in there, and he said that he had committed a sexual act, and I wasn't here to judge him. I said, "What it is?" And he said it was homosexuality. I said, "That's an abomination of the Lord." And I said, "You just need to ask the Lord to forgive you." I didn't beat him upside the head. I didn't holler and scream at him. You know why I didn't do that? Because the Lord told me, "I didn't holler and scream at you when you called on me." And I said, "Lord, have mercy. I see what Christianity is now. Christianity is not to judge a person. Christianity is not to be a gossip to people. Christianity is a personal relationship with Christ. And if you don't have that personal relationship, you are not going to allow yourself to allow God to do it his way, not your way. God bless you here at Live Deliverance in that radio ministry. Please sow a seed. We are having a telethon, and we need you to send a seed as unto the Lord. We do a lot of teaching on here that's contrary to what people hear in the church, because in the church, what they're saying really is so off, it's pitiful, that when I go to churches and see people serving God for 2 or 3 hours, and then after that, they go and close the Bible. They don't read it no more than the next week. Oh, my God. I did not know God. And then when I got grown, this still didn't know the Lord. I saw my mama carry me to another man's house where she was making love to this man. Do you know how much confusion that brought to me? God had to deliver me from a lot, but I had to allow him. God had to deliver me from a vodka. I always drank a half a gallon of vodka because of so much stress. So PTSD was really coming at me. And it was the grace of God that loved me and gave me a second chance. I'm asking you today, give him a time. Give him some of your time. Please, give him some of your time. I know another man, I can't give you his name because I don't want him to sue me on my radio station. He got time to, it's called a spirit. And Martha's spirit. Martha was so busy doing everything. She was wanting to just do everything for Jesus. Martha in the Bible, King James Version. I'm going to read this to you. Now it came to pass as they went there, he entered into a certain village. A certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was crumbled about much serving till it came to him. She said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister have left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. Watch this. One thing is needed, and Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Martha was able to want to cook for Jesus, want to do this, want to do that, but her sister wanted to hear Jesus. And what did Jesus say? Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. I ask you today, would the good part not be taken away if you be like Martha? Put God first. Now, when you put God first, he may make some changes that you don't want him to make. You got to be willing to accept that. You also have to be willing to repent. And please make sure that you're in his perfect will. It takes time and learning to learn that. None of us are in his perfect will. But I will say this here. Do what Jesus did. Jesus told her, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Because Martha was cleaning up, doing this and doing that. But one thing is needful, and that's for any of us, regardless if you're a pastor, a baby Christian. It don't matter who you are. We need God's word in our lives. God bless you here. Please sow a seed at www.livedeliverance.com, or you can go to www.livedeliverance.com. on our GoFundMe and sow a seed to this ministry. We do not charge anybody, no fees, to do deliverances, to perform exorcisms. I'm being delivered every day. I got demons in me. Ain't nobody perfect. We all got demons. See, I don't like to be no preacher saying I'm better than you and you judging me. That's not Christianity. Don't let gossip, judging people, get in your way. Because the Bible says that you got to work out your own salvation. And when it's time to die, ain't nobody going to be there with you but you and Jesus. So rededicate your life to the Lord. Study the word of God. Have a desire. If you don't have a desire to worry, ask God to give you that desire. Don't do it for a person. Do it because you really sincere want to do it, and you will get results. God has blessed me. I could have been dead 4, 5, 6, 7 times. I can write a book on that. I'm trying, and I want you to try too. I'm not here to judge nobody. I'm not here to beat the Bible upside the head with nobody. I can't do that. I'm doing the best I can to give out the word of God because I promised him I would serve him. God bless you. Pray for the priests of Jerusalem. Pray for your loved ones who's not saved. Pray for your relatives who need to be saved. Intercede. Prayer is very powerful. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God bless you. Please sow a seed again, www.livedeliverance.com. You can go on the lower left-hand icon side and make a donation. And don't go to sleep with any unforgiveness in your heart. If you argue with a person, whoever they are, don't let the sun wrath go upon you through your sleep and wake up with their sin. Don't do it because tomorrow's not promised for nobody. Death is imminent for everyone, including me. God bless you. Shalom, and have a good night.